welcome to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, your very own certified fangirl. With me, Emma Herron, your very own certified fangirl. You guys, it's been so long since you and I have sat down and talked, and it's already showing. This is my second time filming this intro. Pete, so help me God. This is my second time filming the intro because everything was just going catastrophically wrong. But now we're just going to roll with it. So hi, welcome back. I didn't post last week. I'm going to get into it. But I do believe this is episode 25, which is so exciting. I'm so excited to get into it with you. A couple things to address. I'm wearing my jorts. My legs are hairy. My bangs are a little greasy. I slept in this hairstyle last night. And it is what it is, okay? We're just going to roll with it. Let me make sure my echo's off because that would just be horrible. I've got a Starbucks here. The condensation is dripping everywhere. So that's that. Guys, we have discovered yet another camera angle, okay? Because, long story short, I've discovered that the front-facing cinematic view looks so good. So we're trying this out. So if you hate it, I'm sorry. We're just, keep it to yourself. We're just gonna roll with it for now. So I'm like, I don't even know how to sit. That's fine. I hate wearing shorts because I feel like I don't know how to sit when I'm wearing shorts. And I feel like my knees look weird. It's just, okay. Okay, whatever. It is what it is. So hi and welcome. So last weekend was Father's Day. And the thing about Father's Day in our family is that Father's Day and my sister's birthday and my stepdad's birthday all end up around the same within like a week of each other. So what we do is we do a Father's Day birthday extravaganza weekend, okay? So on the Saturday that just passed, we did like a big thing. So I went to Sarnia for the weekend and it was so lovely. And I actually did film some stuff for the podcast. It's gonna go in the end of this episode. So basically, we had lots of people over, so I interviewed lots of fangirl family members to see what they're fangirling about, giving them their little video Fangirl Report debut, and seeing what they're into right now, okay? So the first portion of this episode is going to be pretty short, shorter than usual, because we've got some exciting clips to show at the end of this video. Now, I'm still getting used to the whole two microphone setup thing. So if the audio sounds a little bit off, that's why. We're gonna move past it, okay? Thank you so much. So anyways, y'all can look forward to that. Let me just say, the Fangirl family did a wonderful job at getting me lots of TikTok clips that I can post. You wonder where I get my showmanship from? Y'all are gonna see. Y'all are gonna get it. As soon as you see my mother appear on the screen, y'all are gonna get it. Anyways, so that's what happened last week. That's why I didn't post. And I was gonna do like a whole episode just at the extravaganza, getting lots of people on, but I only got about, I want to say 20-25 minutes worth of video, just because, listen, when you're outside in the sun all day socializing, girl, it makes you tired. So I was exhausted, so I just was not in the mindset to like film a whole intro and episode and everything like that. So that's why I decided, I'm like, let's push it. Let's record today for you guys and we can put it all at the end. I think it's gonna be really fun. Fun and fresh. Okay, thank you. So let's talk about a couple of things that I'm fangirling about right now before we jump into that stuff. You may notice there's something that I'm wearing right now. You may be noticing it. And yeah, so let me just smooth this out a little bit, give you guys a really good look. You know what? Let me stand up. Let me stand and get you guys a really nice look at this shirt. It says Team Pedro on it. As you can see, it is the image of Pedro Pascal from the Materialist poster, because bestie Grace made matching shirts for us to go see the movie together. You know what I look like right now? I don't even know how the song goes. Ariana Grande stool shit? That's what I look like. Oh my god, that's so embarrassing. Anyways, so Bestie Grace made these shirts for us. So she has one that says Team Chris on it. As you can see, it's in the Twilight style. Because last night we went together to see Materialists. To see our husbands on the big screen, okay? And let me say, I have really been looking forward to this movie because it's Pedro Pascal in a rom-com. I just realized I'm not wearing socks. If you can see my toes, no, you can't. I'm not giving that to you for free. Anyways, so it was such a great time going with Grace. She is just, the thing about Grace is she is such like a gift-giving type of person. So she loves doing things like this, and I was so excited to be able to do it with her. She's just such a slay, and we had a great time watching the movie. Listen, I'm not gonna give you guys any spoilers whatsoever. I have very mixed feelings about the movie, okay? It was a good movie, very good. I thought the acting was good. There was a couple parts of the plot that I was like, okay, and obviously you guys know that she inevitably chooses between Chris or Pedro, rich or poor, bum or daddy, okay? Y'all can tell which team I was on, because listen, if you have the choice between a freaking bummy, poor dude and a fucking delicious, rich man, hey, I'm going with the rich man. And y'all can't look me in the eyes and tell me you wouldn't do the same thing. And so I don't think this is like a major spoiler. I don't think it is. I'm gonna say it. It's not, it doesn't like ruin the movie at all, okay? Because I knew based on the trailers when Dakota Johnson's like, let me be super quirky and get me a Coke and a beer. And Chris Evans had it ready to go. He was like, hey, buddy. I knew that was a person from her past. I just didn't know necessarily how that kind of went on. And so we discovered that he was the bummy fucking ex-boyfriend. So you're gonna tell me you have the choice between your bummy ex-boyfriend who you broke up with and this fresh, delicious, rich man who's polite and respectful and treats you good. And you're telling me you're not gonna pick. Okay, I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you what happens, okay? But like, I just can't believe that it was even a decision in the first place. Like, I feel like if it was the movie about me, it would have been a 5-minute long movie. Because I would have gone to the wedding, I would have seen him, I would have been like, done. And roll the credits. So y'all gotta watch it to see which way she goes. But for me personally, how is that even a question? Hey. So that was that. Again, not gonna spoil what happens. Go see the movie. It was very fun. There was one part of it that I was like, why did they do this? Like, okay, without spoiling anything, it was basically like, okay, it was basically like Pedro Pascal is way too perfect. What is some kind of flaw that we can give his character to make him less perfect? And that's what they ran with. So if y'all seen it, y'all know what I'm talking about. The freaking extra 6 inches is all I'm gonna say. It was cute though. Like, it was really cute. I think if I were to rate it out of 10, I would give it like a 7 or 8 out of 10. Like, it was fun. And for me personally, I typically get super duper bored at movies, but I was sat through this whole movie. Plus, there's like a scene and it's like Pedro in the shower with his back to the camera, and I'm like, hey, that's good for me. Thank you so much. So yeah, it was super fun going to get our freaking shirts done. It was great. We made a TikTok about it. Y'all might have seen it, okay? Another thing about Grace, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, she has a shop, an online shop called Isle of Styles. And she makes stickers and hats and jewelry, and it's all like Harry Styles One Direction coded. So there's freaking Harry Styles stickers and all kinds of like treat people with kindness stickers. Y'all need to get into it, okay? And so Grace is not on TikTok. And I said, girl, you need to get on TikTok. Business is booming on TikTok. She's like, I know, but I just don't do TikTok. I don't know the first thing about TikTok. So I said, you know what, girl? give me the permission and I'm gonna start your TikTok. So she brought me one of all of her stickers and stuff to film content with. So I will be the TikTok manager of Isle of Styles shop. So I'm gonna link that and I'm gonna link her website because y'all need to get into it and get some freaking stickers and some new jewelry and things of the sort. And she is the best. Okay. I don't want to talk about it too much just because it's still kind of in the works, but she pitched me an idea for the Fangirl Report merch. And listen, it's not, okay, listen, I know I'm not nearly famous enough. I'm not famous at all to be able to have merch, but it's not what you think. Like, it's not merch of me. It's more like Fangirl merch. You know what I mean? So if that is something that y'all would be interested in, let me know, because we have ideas in the works. Grace has gorgeous mock-ups of some ideas. So if y'all would be interested in something like that, and again, it's not like merch of me, because that, I'm just not on that level, okay? And I know that. The self-awareness is here, I promise. But it's just like Fangirl stuff. I think it's adorable. And if that's something that y'all would be into, let me know. And yeah, go buy yourself some Harry Styles stickers, because why freaking not? Okay, so that's that. So we had a great time. Loved seeing my husband Pedro Pascal on the big screen once again. Hey, does that man know how to take a break? He's in so much stuff right now. He was just in Freaky Tales. I still haven't seen it. I don't even know what it's about. He's in Fantastic Four, which is coming out in July, I believe. I'm so stoked. Y'all already know how stoked I am about that movie. And there's another movie he's in called Eddington, I believe. Again, no idea what that's about, but he has a mustache and he looks good. So as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. Thank you so much. So Pedro Pascal is eating it up. Listen, I've never not been in my Pedro era, but I can, like, feel it, like, sparking again. Because I've said it before, there was a moment there where genuinely, like, looking at a picture of Pedro Pascal would, like, make my chest hurt. That's how much I loved him. And I still do, don't get me wrong. But, like, I was so deep in the phase that, like, it was genuine love in my heart for this man that's twice my age and has no idea who I am. And I was telling Grace last night, I'm like, listen, if for some reason Pedro Pascal texted me right now and said, meet me in my hotel room, I'm gone. You will not see me for the rest of the night. And I can't. I will be his controversial young girlfriend, okay? I will do it. Nick, I'm sorry. I volunteer as tribute, okay? Thank you so much. Now, is he probably a little bit queer? Yeah, probably. But we're not going to assume anything, okay? Thank you. So anyways, that's that. And it was great. So if y'all haven't seen it yet, go see it. Because it's fun. Like, it's just like a fun movie, okay? And Dakota Johnson looked amazing. And I've been seeing, like, on TikTok, like, everybody's, like, getting their bangs cut now because of her character and, like, just because of Dakota Johnson in general. And I'm like, what a great time to have bangs. They look like this right now, so there's really nothing to be proud of. But I just thought it was funny. Also, okay, listen, I always liked Dakota Johnson. I really did. I was kind of, like, impartial about her for a while. I don't know what it was. I just, like, didn't love her. But girl, let me tell you, her on these, like, press interviews, she is growing on me so much. This girl is so funny. This girl is so funny, because there was one interview where Pedro was like, I'm Pedro Pascal. And she was like, oh, I'm Dakota Johnson. She's funny, okay? Girl is funny. If y'all can't appreciate her acting or, like, her as a person, y'all can't say that she's not funny. Thank you so much. Okay. What else is happening? I have been so big, and y'all know, so big in my musical theater Broadway era. It's just here, okay? And ever since I went to New York, it's been stronger than ever because I went to see a Broadway show, and now that's the life that I want, okay? So I've been saying, because when we were in New York, I fell in love with Brooklyn. We were probably in Brooklyn for 3 hours max. I loved it so much. I want to move to Brooklyn. And that's what I kept saying. I'm like, Nick, I'm moving to Brooklyn. Hey, I'm moving to Brooklyn. It's going to happen. And so I've just been, like, in my romanticizing, like, the Broadway, like career thing right now, and that's all I want. So as y'all know, I'm gonna be in the prom in September, and I don't know if I've talked about this. I don't know. I might have mentioned that I was auditioning for it, but basically the same people who are doing the prom, the same production people that are doing the prom, they're hosting a summer Broadway, basically like a Broadway variety show. And it's a fundraising event so that they can have the money to put on more productions and stuff like that. Just like to support their what? To support like all of the shows that they do, okay? And so after auditioning for so many things for Toronto Fringe and not really hearing back and getting rejected, blah, 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 I really wanted something to work on that was in the musical theater realm for the summertime. Because rehearsals, which, okay, saying it now, it seems way closer than it actually is. Rehearsals for the prom start in early September. Which, if you think about it, is coming very quickly. But I still wanted, like, to dip my toes into something beforehand. And so I auditioned. And actually, no, let me tell you the whole story. So I had booked my audition time weeks in advance. I was so excited. I was like, stop, a Broadway variety show. That's amazing. I can just sing Broadway songs that I love and get used to the feeling of being in front of a crowd, because it's been so many years since I've done that. So I booked my audition. I was preparing. I had my two songs picked out and ready to go, and I got sick. I was sick as a dog, okay? I had some sort of crazy cold where there was gallons of snot coming out of my nose, and I'm not even exaggerating. And I was like having headaches, and I was so exhausted all the time, and I was losing my voice a little bit. And so the day of the audition, I was in no condition to sing. I was trying to do all these vocal warm-ups, trying to run these songs. It just was not working. And I was so disappointed because I wanted to go so bad to be in the show. So I said, you know what? Let's not throw my chances away completely. And what I did is, one of the songs I had prepared, I actually had sent in for a self-tape for a different audition like 2 months ago. And so I filled out the audition form, I sent it, I said, hey, I am so sick. I tried everything to get into singing condition. Nothing's working. If by the chance you will accept it, here is a recording of one of the songs I had prepared. If you would consider it, I would be so happy. If not, thank you so much for the opportunity. And that was that. Because at least I tried, you know? At least I put in some kind of effort instead of just saying, hey, I'm sick, I'm not gonna make it. Sorry, thanks, maybe next time. You know what I mean? And speaking of sick, I'm still freaking getting over it. So I just constantly have like stuff in my face. It's so annoying. Anyways. The next day, I get an email. Hi, Emma. On behalf of the blah, blah, blah show people, we would love to offer you a spot in the show. And it's so crazy because that is the last thing I was expecting. Because the thing is, the auditions at this place, like for the prom, they were in person and they were very, not strict, but it was very much like an in-person set. Like, it was like the vibes were very professional, if that makes any sense, because community theater just be like that. Community theater is very strict and professional. And so I thought for sure they wouldn't accept an online audition, but I decided to shoot my shot, and I'm in it, you guys. They just released the cast list on like Thursday or Friday or something like that, so I'm gonna be in it. It's only for one weekend, and it's three shows. But I'm gonna be in it, and I'm so excited. Rehearsals for that start July 8th, I think. So I don't know what I'm gonna be singing yet, but it's gonna be good, and it's gonna be so much fun. So if y'all love musical theater, come and check it out, and I will give y'all the details closer to it in another episode. But yeah, so I'm just like slowly re-entering my musical theater era one step at a time, and I'm really, really excited for it. And I've decided that my plan, here's my plan, okay? Along with working my 9-to-5, I'm gonna get really experienced in the Toronto theater scene. So I'm gonna start with my community theater, start with my small shows. I'm gonna work my way up, maybe in a couple years get a role at the Mervish somehow. And the plan is to get super experienced and well-known in the Toronto theater scene, and then sign a 2-month Broadway contract and then live in New York for 2 months, do my Broadway contract, and then come back and continue doing musical theater in Toronto. That is the plan. Because let's, like, realistically, moving to Brooklyn just is not in the cards for me right now. Or probably ever. So this is the next best thing. Gonna get really well known, sign my Broadway contract in whatever show that it may be, and live my fantasy for 2 months in Brooklyn, okay? That's the plan. Okay, thank you so much. So that's that. So materialist, fangirling over Pedro Pascal, obviously. Fangirling over my Broadway, obviously. And yeah, it is really dark and gloomy outside. So if you can't even see me, I'm really sorry about that. Okay, we're at the 20-minute mark. I am going to pass it off to last week's Emma, and we're going to interview mother fangirl, father fangirl, sister fangirl, stepbrother fangirl. We're going to see what they have to say. So, past Emma, take it away, enjoy, and I will talk to y'all guys next week. I love ya. Enjoy! Okay, this is an exciting one because you've been on audio.
They've never seen me.
They've never seen her.
Well, I just got my hair done, so this is the perfect time.
I'm going to need you to introduce yourself so the people know who they're speaking to today.
This is Sister Abby, Abby Lynn.
I was just going to say Miss Abby Lynn.
Younger sister extraordinaire.
Okay.
Though you could never tell.
So part of the extravaganza revolves around you today.
Of course it does.
Can you please tell me how old you're turning? Because I genuinely could not tell you. I genuinely
That's embarrassing.
It really is.
I'm turning the old 22. Ooh, yeah.
That was really bad. Can we please try that again?
Okay, ready?
Ready? Okay.
Mm-mm. I'm turning 22.
It's you. You're the problem.
Okay, here's your key. 20.
Okay, ready?
Ready? I'm turning 22. That was horrific.
We're gonna move on.
Please.
So that's so exciting. So we're here celebrating the extravaganza for part Leo. And tell me what you're fangirling about today.
Well, first of all, it's not just my birthday. I have also graduated.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So don't forget about that.
I really did forget that we were looping that in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Though I am returning to school in the fall.
Yeah.
I will be in my bright red High School Musical-esque gown.
Yeah.
A week, actually.
A week?
About a week.
In 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, what am I fangirling about? First of all, my whole TikTok For You page has been Hugh Jackman's performances.
Yes.
Of the greatest showman songs.
In the year 2025?
And he does all the little dances.
Yes, he does. He jump ropes.
If I'm not mistaken. Yes. That's
crazy, actually.
So that's...
For his big age, that's really impressive.
For real. In the year 2025, and I'm getting this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wouldn't ask for anything else.
Right.
So that's been really good.
That's really
The one specific arrangement of Defying Gravity. I forget who it's by, but it's on Apple Music.
I will put it here.
Here it is.
Because I always forget what they're
My
called.
My hands are dirty. Yeah, I cannot remember.
Yeah. And that's that.
Not the crinkling paper but ruining
it's like
my shot.
Something has
changed. It's really, like, jazzy funky. It's great.
It's not the same. Anyway.
So you all need to get into that.
Yeah, you do.
Staying on the music.
Yeah.
I'm still obsessed with Role Models album.
Haven't heard it.
I just can't get enough.
Sorry, I haven't.
Dad's on the phone and he's lecturing me about a girl that he met back when he was 19. It's never gonna work because the puzzle won't piece.
Wow. That's wild.
It's a great album. I had a whole list.
You did. Wizard and I? Yeah.
Ben Platt's recording of The Wizard and I.
Tell the people.
Let me tell you, you all need to get on it right now. Right this instant. Get off the pod. Get off of it.
Oh,
go listen to Ben Platt, The Wizard, and I. And then come back to me. And then you'll understand how I'm feeling. I'm very passionate.
Well, thank you so much for driving my viewers away from my video. I really appreciate
They're
that.
They're coming back.
Okay.
To comment below
right.
their favorite lyric.
Right. Okay,
that he sings.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's... that's that.
Yes. I can't really remember what else I had.
I think that's a pretty good list, though.
But, yeah.
It's bumping.
I'm obsessed. I can't get enough.
Wow.
I love Ben Platt.
He's good. Really good.
Good is an understatement.
He's fantastic.
What else am I fangirling about? This dress.
Okay, Costco.
Costco! $30 at Costco.
This little linen beauty.
Linen and lined and pockets.
Wow. Well, you can't get better than that.
What else would a girl need? What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes it happen. I'm begging you and giving me something. We couldn't look less related if we tried right now. I'm trying to see the resemblance. But if you look at just the nose, can't you tell?
Yeah, can't you tell?
It's our own.
It is. Thank you so much.
So that's what I'm fangirling about.
Materialist came out.
Oh, the other I was going to talk about, Callum Hood's debut album.
Oh, right.
I haven't finished listening to it yet.
Right.
But I'm loving the vibes.
I love that. I love it for us.
Yeah. That was the last on my list,
that
I think.
Was. I think that, I, you know what? I'm impressed that we remembered.
No, for real. I came up with it last night. So.
So, yeah.
That's my drama.
Wonderful. Well. That's great. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say to the people?
Come volunteer for day camp.
Okay.
We're desperate.
Yeah, all right.
We need some volunteers.
Because my viewers will definitely be of the target audience for that.
Yes, of course. Graduated grade 7 or older. Finished grade 7 or older.
Perfect. Yeah. Amazing.
You guys are definitely the or older
or
crew.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's only in Sarnia, so.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
Amazing. I can feel it now. I'm gonna have to, in post, I'm gonna have to take your audio all, like,
you always
50%
do.
Down.
Okay, but I'm being a lot better than in my debut episode. Because let me tell you, I was eating the microphone.
She was inside the microphone, actually.
I was eating it.
Is you in the microphone?
I might as well be the microphone.
You might as well. So, yeah. If there's nothing else you have to say,
I think that's all, but catch me later. Maybe a birthday haul.
Right? Everybody wish Abby Lynn a happy extravaganza.
Happy 22nd birthday and graduation.
I did not.
It was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was good.
It was all right. We've done better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks.
Thanks.
You can leave my turn now.
I'm gonna leave now.
Okay.
I'll sleep this here.
Okay, sounds good. Thank ya.
Shoulders back. Yep. And suck it in.
Listen to you telling me to put my shoulders back.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Okay. Tell the people who you are. This is your fangirl report debut.
Fangirl debut.
Yeah, it's your debut. Tell the people who you are. Although I fear that they're gonna know just by looking at us.
I don't know if they can tell that we're related.
But they might be able to tell.
That I'm the OG fangirl.
You are the OG fangirl.
The one who birthed the fangirl.
Your mother fangirl.
Mother fangirl.
Your mother fangirl. Oh my god. Everybody, welcome to the stage, mother fangirl. So we're here. You think you're really funny. That's the margarita bell. Apparently
the extravaganza
margarita bell. Yeah. Okay, so we're here for the extravaganza. Yes. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fabulous. the sun is shining. I thought it was gonna rain today.
You've got this cute little number on.
Yes.
And
kick the ball.
Yeah, things are good. Now I'm asking everybody what they're fangirling about. So what are you fangirling about today?
Fangirling about vacations. I miss them.
Yeah,
I want the sunshine.
Yeah, that's valid.
I want the pool.
Mm-hmm. The all-inclusive.
I want the all-inclusive.
The buffet.
Where you can just roll out of bed.
Yeah, and go.
There's none of that on my kitchen counter.
No, there's no. Girl, you're natural at this. Girl, you're a natural born performer, I fear.
Am I?
You are, actually. So
am
there's
I?
No buffet countertops.
No buffets.
No buffets.
No
Phoebe Buffets.
There's no
to be found.
There's no pool back here.
No.
With no
sandy, beautiful beaches.
There's no what are they called? Those beds. Cabana beds.
There's none of them. Those. There's no lobster feet.
It's quite rude, honestly.
It is
It's offensive. It's rude and offensive, actually.
It's offensive. I'm offended by my own
background. Okay, so you just went to Punta Cana. Is that in particular what you're fangirling about, Punta Cana?
Yes, I think so.
Period. Okay, what is a dream destination that you're fangirling about that you haven't been to?
Dream destination. I don't really have a dream destination.
Just something in mind?
I think one day I'd like to go to Hawaii.
Okay, period. Honolulu.
Or... if I don't ever make it to Jamaica, I think I'll be fine. But I would like to check it out one day.
Yeah, she'd like to just hop on a plane and check it out.
I think Babe would agree.
Babe would agree?
That just going to Punta, because you know what you're getting. Yeah. And they're so nice there.
That's valid.
We walked into customs, and the lady... Yeah. First, I mean, I'm an anxious traveler.
As am I. You passed that down to me, unfortunately.
Anxious traveler.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. He's as calm as they get.
No, literally. And he's going to have his introduction later, don't you worry.
And even if he isn't calm, and he's freaking out, he plays it like he's
calm. He does, which is very admirable of him, actually.
He can feel the moment that I start to squirrel.
Yeah, yep.
And he just...
starts in the driveway.
It actually starts the night before.
Starts in the driveway.
Starts the night before when you go to bed, actually.
I have to. No, it's like a week before, and I'm like...
Literally. I feel that.
And then we get there, and it's like, you blink, and it's done.
Well, for those, for those who travel with travel anxiety, ours, just to give you some perspective, ours is so bad. The night before we were supposed to drive to New York, we were ready to cancel the whole trip.
Yeah.
We were ready to cancel, be like, actually, you know what?
But if it wasn't for Sister Fangirl.
Sister Abby Lynn Fangirl. Sister Fangirl.
She was like,
no, we're going.
Get in the car.
Because that was for Harry Styles.
We're going.
At MSG.
We are going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just for some perspective for
you.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, is there anything else you're fangirling about, or are we just like have the travel bug right now?
Fangirling about the fabulous job they did on the deck.
I'll show the people.
The power washing
sneakily
done while I was out running errands this morning. It's beautiful.
What a nice surprise.
And I'm so thankful. They weren't supposed to surprise me on Extravaganza Day.
Yeah. Exactly. Hello. Yes. And, well, that's great. What are you looking forward to today the most?
Just hanging out with everyone.
Period. What a nice
All the
answer.
Kids are under one roof. All the kids.
Yeah, it's true.
All the kids.
I made my appearance just for this, so you're welcome.
Yeah, I know. And all the kids. We got Mr. Brad.
Yeah.
Mr. Ethan.
Hopefully they'll make their appearances later if they so wish to do.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
You gotta use that audio clip there.
Hopefully the microphone picked it up enough. Is there anything else you want to tell to the people?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm fangirling.
Abby Lynn, she is so natural at this. She gets close to the camera. She's like, I don't know. Like, she just knows. She just gets it. Okay, you're gonna.
Where do you think?
Yeah.
You get it from?
You know what? I was actually just gonna say. You wonder where we get our showmanship from, girl? It's sitting right next to me, actually.
Yeah, but you put me in front of a crowd, and I can't.
That's fair.
I can't.
But then you come in front of Vanguard Report here, and you're
That's
natural.
Because I'm not focusing on the camera, I'm focusing on you.
Still, you've got a microphone, and you're killing it, so...
It's true. It's just something
I applaud you.
I'm pretending it's a drink.
This mother fangirl's giving me all the clips for TikTok today. I'm so excited. That is amazing.
Careful. Okay. You're going to be famous for me.
Yeah, exactly. So
have more of your mommy on. She's hilarious. And she's adorable. I've had 2 sips of a drink.
God forbid she opens up a spritzer. God forbid.
This is.
That's what I'm saying. Girl, I need you to get away because this segment is going to be 2 hours long if you stay here.
If you're lucky, I'll be back.
Okay, give me the freaking microphone. Get out of here. Hello, hello. Kat, you're making your Fangirl Report debut.
Tell the people who you are.
Wonderful. I am Ethan. I am in college right now.
Wow.
Wonderful.
That is amazing. This is stepbrother Ethan, just so y'all are aware. How are you?
I am wonderful.
That is so great to hear.
Busy and a little bit tired, but
that's... You know what? But you know what? But you're tired and you're here.
Exactly.
And that's what counts.
Exactly.
I'm asking everybody what they're fangirling about today. So what are you fangirling about today? It's really important.
Probably sleep.
Sleep. You know what? Who isn't fangirling about sleep at any given moment?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So comfy, so kind, so cozy.
Right? Beds, am I right? Sister Abby is absolutely losing it behind the camera right now. That is so funny. But is there any, like, games, books, movies, television programs that you're obsessing over right now?
I have not had the time for that recently.
You know what? That's actually really real. No, because okay, for me personally,
yes.
When I get home from work, the moment that I sit down, it's over. Like, there's anything much. I
that's
need to get done,
extremely
I
accurate.
Have to do it the second I walk in the door.
Well, you're still in work mode.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because as soon as you sit down,
It's done.
It's leisure mode.
So then I feel like I don't want to, like, when I'm done everything, and then I do sit down, I'm like, no, I'm scrolling on TikTok all night.
Yep.
I'm not reading. I'm not watching anything.
I get that.
Yeah, exactly.
You just kind of, you get sucked in.
Right, you just have to exist. You just have to exist. And just have the feeling of not having to do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is one of the best feelings,
it
though.
It really
not
is.
Not having to do anything.
Exactly. So welcome to adulthood.
It's
you're
wonderful.
You're going to be there for the next 60 years.
Yep.
So enjoy.
Super excited.
Yeah, that's really exciting for us. But yeah, what year of school are you in again?
I just finished my first year of college.
Wow.
Yes.
How would you rate it out of 10?
Like... A four.
A four!
For medical laboratory science.
Woo! Girl! That's for smarty pants, actually. That's a lot. And I would assume the workload is a lot, too.
It's a lot.
Exactly. That's crazy. And how many years is it?
3 years total. Two years in class.
Next year, I will be asking you the same thing, because I will not remember.
Okay.
Yep.
That is okay.
Yep, no worries for that. And... Yeah, so what do you plan on doing after that? Or do we have no idea yet? After you're done school?
After
period.
I'm done school?
Are you going to go back for another?
Pretty much guaranteed into a job
from
my placement.
Okay, delicious.
So that would be very wonderful.
Yeah, that is really wonderful. And then, yeah.
After that,
you'd be working for eternity.
Yeah, the rest of my life.
All of eternity. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow, that is so amazing. Is there anything else?
Your audio.
No, you're fine. No, I expect it to be chaotic, and that's going to be the charm of the episode today. It's just going to be crazy. Is there anything else you want to tell to the people? Shut yourself out? Plug anything?
No, I don't. I'm not on social media.
Okay, what are you most looking forward to for our extravaganza today?
For the chocolate thunder. Not, I was going to say chocolate thunder, but it's death by chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, chocolate thunder is a good. That's what's going to happen to me after I eat the death by chocolate.
That is very true.
Sorry, I think I'm the funniest person in the world. I thought that was really good, and the fact that we didn't get more of a reaction around the table is really disappointing.
It is.
So, death by chocolate, and that's that.
That is that.
I'm excited. All well, right. Tell the people goodbye.
Goodbye.
Give me that microphone. Right. Don't talk right in front of it. Okay, you need to give it some space. Give it some space. Okay. Welcome to your Fangirl Report debut. Tell the people who you are.
Peter Christopher Hayward.
Okay, dropping the government name. That's crazy. Okay, this is Father Fangirl. Say hello.
Hello.
To the people.
All you people.
Okay, so you are a part of this extravaganza weekend.
Yes. Because
of Father's Day.
And birthday.
And you just had a birthday.
Yes.
Do you want to tell the people how old you turned or no?
32.
What a great age.
That is so exciting.
Is.
I've been there for...
We don't have to talk about it.
14
years. We don't got to get into the logistics of it. It's fine. So what are you most looking forward to? Whatever, it's fine. What are you most looking forward to for your extravaganza weekend?
Just relaxing now.
Mm-hmm. Period. Period.
Relaxing. People are going to bring us drinks when we're thirsty.
With the bell.
With the bell.
Evidently.
Hit it.
Hit it.
There it goes. Amazing.
Does three rings mean and, three drinks?
Oh, it three might. Three rings
means the drink has to get here extra fast.
Oh, it's like, get your stat.
Stat.
Exactly. You pressure washed the deck.
Yes, we did that this morning.
It looks gorgeous.
And Abby helped.
Yep. Sister it's, Abby Lynn helped.
All you had to do was tell her she couldn't do it.
And then...
she wanted to do it.
If that's not the realest thing I've ever heard.
That's how she works. You unfortunately, tell her she's not allowed to do it, and then 10 minutes later she's begging.
She's like, "Hey, actually, I'd like a turn."
Hand it over.
Yep.
And you just hand it over, and all good.
And then it's all good. That's amazing. What are you fangirling about today?
I don't know.
Well, a show you're into, movie you're into.
Show? Oh, yeah. What's the show, Brad? Rookie. That's what I'm watching right now.
What's that?
That's a cop.
Oh.
Cop show.
Is it?
That's my favorite show. I
think, is it the one with the guy? Yeah. Okay, I know. I've seen the TikTok clips.
My own heart there.
Yeah, they be playing those TikTok clips all the time of that show.
Because it's very popular.
It is very popular.
It's actually a very good show. I like it.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite character in that
show? Probably John Nolan.
Amazing.
He's my favorite because he's old.
Because he's old?
And he's a rookie.
And he's a rookie. He's old and he's a rookie.
Yeah. So I could be old and a rookie.
You're so good.
Right?
No, I said this morning, I'm like, you own a pressure washer. You need to get into that business. Yeah, go like pressure wash driveways and shit for a lot of money.
It's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, but it'll take you an hour for a driveway. And then you charge him $100. And then...
No, I'm going to have to charge
him on that. Okay, well, we'll talk about the logistics later.
Why don't we start with your driveway for $100 then?
Sure. I don't have any money, though.
Money.
I actually don't have any money, though.
Or a driveway.
Or a driveway. You're actually really right about that. That's crazy. No, I don't have money or a driveway, so that's actually not going to work. But we'll work something else out, okay? What?
What?
Oh, was that a beckoning for chip with the cheese ball on it?
Yeah.
Show the people.
Show the people. Beckoning. What are you putting your hand behind it for?
It's because you have to. You just have to. You just have to. That's amazing. Are you fangirling about the cheese ball?
Well, it is a delicious cheese ball.
So, yeah. So, we're fangirling about the rookie, and we're fangirling about the cheese ball.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Is there anything else that you want to tell to the people?
How many people are there?
I don't know.
Oh, a golf. I can't fangirl
you do over fang- golf. You do right. fangirl over golf. I can't believe that didn't come up sooner.
Yeah, I like the golf.
How often do you golf?
I only get out, like, once a week.
I like to golf. Get it?
What? No. I missed it.
From Wayne's World, I like to play, but I like to golf.
Is that on Wayne's World?
Yeah, when he's playing the drums.
Yes.
Like, man, you're so good. And he goes, thank you.
I like to play. So, you
need... You might
need... Yep.
That was the play on words.
Okay, well...
I just thought maybe he actually said...
Okay, say goodbye to the people.
Well, I'm getting kicked off. Goodbye, people.
They all wish you a wonderful extravaganza weekend.
Okay. I don't see any comments. Is there comments?
No, there will be. I'm going to send them to you when they inevitably start rolling in. I will send them to you.
Edit it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not live.
Well, we'll see you later.
Peace.
Have a great day.
See you when I see you.
See you when I see you.
Us to edit it.
They're not live.
Oh, serve. Okay. She's gonna go incognito for this one. Hey, so.
Hey, so.
Hey. Hey, so. What are you fangirling about right now? That's really interesting. Do you have anything more that you want to say about that?
No comments at this time.
Oh, see, I know he's a very busy man. You look really nice today. What are you wearing? This is amazing. You want to introduce yourself to the people first of all? I should have asked you that first, but...
My name is Legally Zeus. Mm-hmm. But we go by Mumu because we're Mumu. A little hefty.
Exactly. But it's fine. That's amazing. Is there anything that you want to say to the people?
No.
No comments at this time.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you.
You're so welcome.
Any closing comments? Thank you so much.